Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Triumph and Sacrifice, a meditation for Palm Sunday. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. Jesus proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. As he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. He said, "Go into the village opposite you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone should ask you, 'Why are you untying it?' you will answer, 'The master has need of it.'" So those who had been sent went off and found everything just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying this colt?" They answered, "The master has need of it." So they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the colt, and helped Jesus to mount. As he rode along, the people were spreading their cloaks on the road. And now, as he was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God aloud with joy for all the mighty deeds they had seen. They proclaimed, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He said in reply, "I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out." Opening prayer. My Lord and Savior, today we recall your triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the bitter suffering of your passion. I am overwhelmed by the sacrifice you endured. Please give me a heart of gratitude for your selfless love. As I meditate today on this painful gospel, open my eyes to your love, your mercy, and my own deep need for redemption. Encountering Christ. 1. Triumph and Acclaim. Today, our readings take us first from the joyous and triumphant entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem, to the glorious events of Holy Thursday, and finally, to the betrayal, anguish, and suffering of Good Friday. During the gospel reading and the procession with palms, we proclaim with the disciples, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." We are reminded of the Sanctus we say at every Mass and silently bow our heart and mind once again before our King in humble adoration. We ponder the majesty of our Lord and give him the praise he is due. "I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out." 2. Abandonment and Betrayal. Jesus asked an agonizing question in today's responsorial psalm. My God, why have you abandoned me?" He had been wounded to the core when his friends fell asleep as he suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, when his disciple Judas betrayed him, when his right-hand man Peter denied knowing him. In our darkest hours, we can unite our suffering and feelings of abandonment to Jesus. He understands. He knows our pain. Wait for the Lord. Take courage. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord. 3. Death and Redemption. In her books chronicling the lives and struggles of several Church of England priests during World War II, author Susan Howatch reminds us again and again that there is no Easter Sunday without Good Friday. Since we, as Catholics, know the end of the story, there is a temptation to gloss over the grim reality of Holy Week. Although Jesus has indeed conquered sin and death, and has in fact opened up the gates of heaven to us all, his suffering and death, this act of perfect love, was an integral part of the process. His redemption of our souls was only made possible by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Do not pass one day without devoting a half hour, or at least a quarter of an hour, to meditation on the sorrowful passion of your Savior. Have a continual remembrance of the agonies of your crucified love, and know that the greatest saints, who now, in heaven, triumph in holy love, arrived at perfection in this way. St. Paul of the Cross. This Holy Week is a solemn period, given to us by Mother Church, to deeply ponder and appreciate all he suffered for us. Conversing with Christ. Jesus, how uncomfortable it is to really contemplate what you did for me on the cross. To do so brings me face to face with my own sin. I ask that you unite all of my sufferings today, whether large or small, to yours. I give you thanks for your sacrifice. Jesus, heal me from sin and bring me ever closer to you. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will offer up any suffering, inconvenience, or annoyance I encounter in thanksgiving for your sacrifice.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.